It's time right now here on Prophecy Today for us to take a look at the book. On Prophecy Today weekend, we had reports from our broadcast partners from around the world who gave us information behind the headlines so that we can better understand world events and see how they fit into the prophetic scenario that's found in the Bible for the last days. For example, we talked with Ken Timmerman in Washington, D.C. He had a potpourri of news items from the entire world, looking from, of course, what's happening with the cover-up at the Benghazi gate, to the Syrian chemical weapons on the move, to the situation in Iran. David Dolan gave us a report on the Middle East and what's happening out of his post in Jerusalem, covering the Prime Minister's steadfastness to building in the city of Jerusalem, the capital city for the Jewish state. And he also talked about the Palestinian armed struggle, which has been going on for a number of years. That's the way they believe they can build their state of Palestine, this armed struggle against the Jewish nation of Israel. David Wilder was in Hebron. He is in the second most sacred piece of real estate for the Jewish people. It's the oldest Jewish community in the world. There's been some conflict going on. They're talking about a third intifada there, an uprising by the Palestinian people. We got the latest information from David. Dr. Rob Congdon gave us an update on the European Union, which helps us to understand how they are playing a key role in developing into the empire called the Revived Roman Empire. Dr. John Whitcomb came along with a look at the prophetic passages in God's Word about the first coming of Jesus Christ, which actually sets the stage for the second coming to happen. All of these broadcast partners had very, very informative reports. They're essential for your understanding of what's going on in our world. You need to go and listen to these broadcast partners. You can go to prophecytoday.com, PTRN, and you'll be able to re-listen or tell a friend how they can listen for the first time to these very informative reports. By the way, we had two other broadcast partners, one in Nazareth, the hometown of Jesus Christ for 28 years, and then another that covered both Bethlehem and Jerusalem. Bethlehem, the birthplace, and Jerusalem, the eternal home for Jesus Christ. Nazar Tuma, a pastor in Nazareth, had his report from that very interesting city today. Jesus lived there for 28 years. He developed into a life that was ready to go into ministry when he was 30 years of age. He was on the edge of the Jezreel Valley. Can you imagine for 28 years looking down on that valley where it's all going to come to a climax? And then there was Menno Kalashir. He covered Bethlehem because he pastored a church that was right there situated on the edge of the Shepherd's Fields in Bethlehem. Menno has taken some of his church members in evangelistic outreach to those in Bethlehem. But he also covered Jerusalem. That's going to be the eternal capital of the Jewish people, where Jesus Christ has promised to rule and reign with his people, the Jewish people, forever. Let me do remind you again, go to our website, prophecytoday.com, PTRN, and you can listen to these. Please send this information along to a friend so they can hear these very, very important reports. But at this season of the year, not only do we celebrate the first coming of Jesus Christ, his first appearance, but in essence, there are three appearances of Jesus Christ that we need to talk about. If you can take a moment, go to your Bible, Hebrews chapter 9. In Hebrews chapter 9, starting in verse 24, we're going to see that there are three appearances of Jesus Christ. Let's look first at verse 26. That's talking about how one who would be the Messiah would have to suffer. But look what it says here in verse 26, midway through. It says, "But now once in the end of the world hath he appeared to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself." The cradle was there in Bethlehem's fields of the shepherds, indeed at a place called Migdol Adar, and that's absolute as you study God's word. But he came to be born only to grow up and then become the Savior of the world, the Messiah. He was put on a cross in the city of Jerusalem. Once he resurrected from the dead, after some time with his disciples and peoples there in the area of what is Israel today, he ascended into the heavenlies. He's going to descend and come back to this earth, and that will be the second coming. We'll get to that in just a moment. So the first appearance of Jesus Christ was for the ability to take away sin. Verse 24 says that Christ is not entered into the holy place made with hands, which are the figures of the true, but into heaven itself now to appear in the presence of God for us. That's the present appearance. He's at the right hand of the Father. Jesus Christ is not on the throne. God the Father is on the throne. Look at the book of Revelation, chapters 4 and 5. It tells you who's seated on the throne. Jesus at his right hand, interceding for you and me. That's his present appearance, and that is so key. He's our intercessor. He is there to take our needs into consideration and mete out what he's promised to do. All that we need is provided by and through Jesus Christ. But there's one more appearance. The past appearance, he gave his life. The present appearance, he's at the right hand of the Father for you and for me. Look at verse 28. So Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many, and unto them that look for him, those of us that look for him, shall he appear the second time without sin unto salvation. My friend, he is going to come back. That's an absolute promise. What we've talked about on this broadcast today from all of our broadcast partners seems to indicate that appearance is about to happen. The news stories that we've covered with our broadcast partners, they give us further evidence that the stage is being set for the next event, which is the rapture of the church, which could happen at any moment. And I guess you thought you knew what I was going to say, so let's keep looking up. But before I say that, let me say this to you, my dear friends. We here at prophecytoday.com, Steve Allred at the controls, James Earls back in the studio area helping us put this all together, and all the staff of Prophecy Today want to wish each and every one of you a merry, merry Christmas and a blessed time. Keep your focus on the true reason for the season, the person of Jesus Christ. Okay, now, I've got to remind you everything we've covered on this broadcast, every single detail of the reports from our broadcast partners. It's solid, tangible evidence that the next event, the rapture of the church, could take place. That's the next event in Bible prophecy. And basically, having said that, there's nothing left for me to say except let's keep looking up until...